creative people operate on their own schedule, and it's up to people like me. No, it's true, because I so you gotta understand, this is like a little bit of a role reversal for me, because it's not like I don't have people that I don't want to say report to, but like people whose either livelihoods depend on me,
right,
or part of their livelihood is organizing what I do. And I know I drive them crazy because I operate on my own schedule sometimes.
Well, here's the thing. This is an art as well as a business. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of dope artists as yourself. They have lyrics for days, mm-hmm, but they don't understand this is still a business. And if you really want to, you know, if you want to make some money and if you want to reach those higher heights in the industry, you're going to have to know how to do certain things that I think just Blaze is talking about and create hit records. Why do you think a lot of artists suffer in that way?
But that's not my... I'm on a mission from Almighty God, and I'm not concerned with money or success or anything like that.
That's what they all say.
But I don't care what they all say. I'm talking about me, and I'm not concerned with that. I am concerned to an extent of I would like to provide certain things for my family, for my mom, my sister. But I'm intelligent enough to provide that for them outside of music.
And you know what? I think that you can have both. I think that you can. I don't think you have to compromise your artistic integrity. I think that you can have both. Like, how can an artist have both? You know, reach those higher heights as a Jay-Z and a Nas, and still have the message in the music.
Right. Yeah. I'm not at odds with you on anything you're saying. I'm just trying to give you a honest and genuine answer to the questions that you asked me.
I could
stick to the script. I'm good at it.
You're not moved by the numbers.
I saw it.
Nah, one thing I will say. One thing I will say about him.
Yeah.
Is he's not moved by the numbers.
You know, we got numbers getting thrown at us all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, on one hand, it's frustrating for me because I know that there is a large capacity or a large potential, you know, for things to be a lot bigger. But at the same time, I understand that not everything needs to be big right away.
Absolutely.
So I kind of have to play both sides of the fence because I am an artist myself. You know, I play a couple different roles in this situation. So for me, it's like I got to understand his struggle,
right,
and his process. He's got to understand mine. Mm-hmm. And it's just a back and forth and a give and take.
Well, they do say slow and steady wins the race.